our security isn't as tight as I thought it was. What do you want me to do about it? Jane was asking. How can your space mission help the United States? We can leapfrog the Russians, he heard himself reply. It was almost as if someone else were speaking, and Dan was an eavesdropper, listening to the stranger's speech while his own mind was running through the implications of the breach in his company's security. Leapfrog? They have a monopoly on cislunar space. Everything from the Earth's surface to the moon's orbit is theirs. By UN agreement, they operate the Treaty of New York, Dan said. They shoved it up our ass and gave it a full turn. If the president was shocked, she gave no indication of it. She merely picked up her brandy snifter and sipped from it, her eyes never leaving Dan's face. We have the technology to go to the asteroids for raw materials. This mission I'm sending out will prove that. It'll open up a source of natural resources bigger than Africa and Asia and the Pacific put together. It'll be the biggest bonanza in human history. And what has that got to do with the United States? We have no space operations at all. But you could have, Dan answered. End of side three. To continue, turn the cassette over. Side four, Privateers by Ben Bova. Continuing on page 154. You could establish trading relations with Venezuela, with Japan and China, and all the third world countries. Europe would come in on it if the states showed enough guts to do it. And what would the Russians do? If they were faced with an alliance that included the states, Japan, China, and most of the third world, what could they do? Not a damn thing. The president shook her head sadly. Dan, perhaps you're right, and they couldn't do anything once such an alliance was formed. But do you have any idea of what they can do to prevent us from even starting to make such agreements? They could threaten to cut off the last of the oil, I suppose, he muttered. Cut food prices again. They could also stop all our electronic communications, which are relayed through their satellites, the president said. They could seize our overseas assets. What's left of them? They would get Venezuela to close down Astro manufacturing. Not if you granted Astro a license to operate out of Hawaii, Dan said. They'd send troops to seize your launch centers, wherever they are. They'd occupy your factories in orbit. Not if we defended those facilities. Defended them? Jane's face showed horror. Do you mean with soldiers? Yes, what else? Girl Scouts? A military confrontation? Then what's to stop the Soviets from wiping out Washington with a missile, or Caracas, for that matter? Dan suddenly found that he was out of answers. It always comes down to that, doesn't it? They still have their hydrogen bombs and missiles. We don't. They don't have to invade us or bomb us. Just the threat is enough to make us dance to their tune. It won't work, Dan, the president said, her voice softening. It just won't work. It won't work because none of you has the guts to make it work. Her eyes flashed. You want me to risk a nuclear holocaust so that you can make another billion or two? This has nothing to do with money, for Christ's sake. Everything you do has money behind it, Jane snapped. You left Morgan alone, left your best friend to die, so that you could run off to Venezuela and make more money. That's not... And now you want me to put the cities of the United States at risk of a nuclear attack? You're crazy, Dan. Insane. Money mad. I'm sending that mission out, he replied stubbornly. Whatever the consequences, we're going to get ourselves an asteroid. You're going to get yourself an asteroid. I hope it makes you very happy. I hope it's made of solid gold. We can make this country great again. I'm not going to let you endanger the United States, the president said. If you want to send a mission to the asteroids, or to Mars, or to hell for that matter, go ahead and do it, but don't ask me to help you. Dan drained the last of the foul-tasting brandy and leaned over to put his snifter down carefully on the wicker table next to the settee. Straightening, he asked, Do you think Morgan would have taken the same position? Jane's alabaster face grew even whiter, like an ice sculpture. But her eyes flamed. If you had helped him when he needed you, he would still be alive. And that's the real reason you won't help me now, isn't it? The president got to her feet. This is pointless. You'd better go now. Dan stood up and realized all over again that she was almost as tall as he, and one of the most beautiful women he had ever met. It never worked out right for us, did it? No, Jane said, her eyes still angry. And it never will. Dan turned and went to the door, his mind already casting ahead to the mission that would reach an asteroid. So the Russians know about it. Maybe, he said to himself, and Jane won't lift a finger to help. But I'm going ahead with it anyway. The hell with them and everybody else. I'm going ahead with it. Chapter 17. It's a matter of security, Dan said. I want the entire team to stay on Nueva Venezuela until the launch. Nobuhiko Yamagata tried to keep his face impassive, but failed. Dan could read unhappiness, discontent, almost misery in the young engineer's dark brown eyes. They were walking under the hot morning sun at the launch center, crunching along the gravel path from the parking area to the concrete bunker at the edge of the pad, where a huge unmanned booster stood massively, like a pillar upholding the sky. A damp breeze blew in from the sea. Both men were sweating freely in their coveralls. I understand the need for security precautions, Nobo replied, his voice serious and respectful. Dan squinted up at the looming booster. It was loaded with new machinery to replace worn equipment in the main orbital factory. Packed in with the machinery that was listed on the official manifest was the final set of electronics spares and a ton of liquid oxygen for the life support system of Dolphin 1. Look, Dan explained, the Russians probably already know what we're up to. God knows which of our people around here are reporting to the Soviet embassy. Nobo did not show the slightest surprise. He merely asked, then why all the extra precautions? Because they probably don't know when we're going and exactly what we're going to do, and the less they know, the less likely they are to try to stop us. You believe that security will be easier to maintain aboard Nueva Venezuela? We can control all the radio transmissions from the space station, Dan said. It's a lot tighter than here on the ground. They reached the heavy steel door of the bunker. As he reached for its handle, Dan saw the agonized look on the young man's face. He let his hand drop and leaned against the concrete wall, grateful for the scant slice of shade it provided. What's the matter, Nobo?
A personal matter. I shouldn't allow it to get in the way of this mission, I know, but...
Who is she? His head dropping low, Nobo replied,
Señorita Hernandez, the one you brought to Sapporo.
Dan felt his eyebrows climb toward his scalp.
Lucita?
With a barely discernible nod, Nobo said, Lucita,
I've had several dinners with her since she's returned to Caracas.
Dinners? Dan felt like a stupid echo.
While you were away last week, we made plans to sail over to Aruba for the weekend. But if I have to go to the space station...
A wave of resentment, almost anger, washed over Dan, but it ebbed away almost as quickly as it came.
What did you expect, he asked himself. She's young, she feels trapped, her father's turned into an enemy, her best friend killed herself, and you've been off wooing the Ice Queen to no avail. Did you think she was going to sit around and wait for you to notice her?
Nobo's her own age, and he's far from home. Probably pretty lonesome. Why shouldn't they find each other and be together? He laughed at his own feelings of surprise and indignation. What does she mean to you except more trouble than you need? Better that the two of them get together. Forget about her. There's an infinite supply of women. Why get emotional about her? But even as he thought it, he heard himself saying, Nobo, I've decided to push the launch schedule up by at least a week, more if we can do it without taking too many risks. The whole crew will have to be up at the station by Friday at the latest. The young Japanese closed his eyes in acquiescence.
I understand. Is it all right if I see her tonight or tomorrow before going to the station?
Sure, Dan replied generously.
Go right ahead. But don't tell her anything more than you have to.
With the woeful expression of a disappointed lover, Nobuhiko made a slight bow and said,
Of course not. Thank you.